This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2107. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 7th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, France, Korea South, Kuwait, Liberia, Macedonia North, Mongolia, Myanmar, New Zealand, Norway, Pakistan, Romania, Thailand, UK, USA, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. NBCDX, Sarat Virakun in Sri Lanka, reports a medium wave frequency for the Afghanistan International TV clandestine, which is heard mainly on shortwave, 7600, in the daytime via Uzbekistan, and nighttime via Armenia. It's 999 kilohertz, as heard September 30th. He says it fades in Sri Lanka around 13 UT, gaining strength by nightfall. The transmitter location unidentified, somewhere in Central Asia. Looking at existing 999 frequencies, I don't see anything likely in the handbook any closer than Pridnestrovia with 500 kilowatts, which would really seem to be too far away to reach Afghanistan. Well, LRA-36 Antarctica succeeded in its first two broadcasts for October on Saturday and Wednesday, October 2nd and 6th, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, as I monitored via remotes in Brazil. From before 15 UT, they probably come on about 14, and on the 2nd, they went off at 17:17, says Manuel Mendez in Spain, who barely hears it direct. And on Wednesday the 6th, I heard them cut off in progress at 16:41.5. John Wright in Australian DX News says Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio is sometimes being heard on 5035, around 05 UT Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and on 3210 after this transmission. Yes, looking now at the website, uniqueradio.biz, 5035 is now called the main frequency, while 3210 is alternating. Let me recall they used to be on 5045, now occupied by another Australian. The Australian DX News, a press release from the DRM Consortium, says Brazil prepares for domestic DRM transmissions to Amazonia. You may recall there were a series of tests earlier this year with a very low-power DRM transmitter but high-gain antennas, which apparently was quite successful around 11905 or 910 in the 25-meter band. We were hearing it well as far as North America. But now this press release says EBC, the federal broadcaster, has signed a contract to purchase a 100-kilowatt DRM transmitter, which will be used on 11780 by Radio Nacional da Amazônia. That, of course, has been on AM only so far. But once this is up and running, I guess it'll be only in DRM. No date specified. Roger Tyer in Germany comments, "It seems to me that the people of the DRM consortium live in a parallel universe, and audio via DRM is worshipped like a religion. So far, only the transmitter manufacturers have earned anything if you ask for the cui bono, for whose benefit." Now that we're emerging from summer noise conditions, I'm again hearing some long-wave beacons, especially from Canada. Around 0630 UT, October 5th, logging a number of them, including on 223 kHz, Dash and YYW, but it's missing from DXinfoCenter.com's extensive listing of beacons. It was presumably among those supposedly decommissioned, but made a comeback. It's 1,000 watts from Armstrong in remote northwestern Ontario. Some Canadian radio news from IRCADX Monitor. On 600 kHz in Montreal, CFQR. After years of playing music in a test phase, a format announcement is expected to be hybrid talk and music, promised soon. Sister station CFNV 940 is already operating a similar format in French, while CFQR is licensed for English. And on 1650 in Montreal, CKZW is essentially two different stations sharing the same frequency and call letters. Radio Shalom broadcasts programming of interest to Jewish listeners in English and French. But there's also La Radio Gospel, 1650 AM, Le Son Gospel du Québec, broadcasting mostly or entirely in French language religious programming. But there is also some English with a Montreal Christian radio slogan. Radio Shalom never broadcasts from Friday sunset until Saturday sunset, nor during Jewish religious holidays. So the Christian station is heard during those times, as well as some other regular programs during the week. Also on the somewhat less noisy 2 MHz band, I'm again hearing the major Canadian Coast Guard marine weather stations on 2749 USB at 0108 UT, October 4th. There was marine weather in French. That's listed as VCO in Sydney, Nova Scotia, starting at midnight 40. It's followed by Yarmouth at 1:40 and Halifax at 0240. And always a weaker signal since it's further from me on 2598 from locations mostly in Newfoundland. At 0109 October 4th, there was marine weather in English, which would be VCM from St. Anthony. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph S. W. Perry in Illinois reports on 6185, China YE Broadcasting, October 1st at 1125, with a fairly good signal. And October 3rd, noted that the other 6185 station, Radio Educación in Mexico, goes off the air at 11 UT, just in time for China YE, when its signal is building up. Via remote receivers in New Jersey, Wolfgang Bischel notes, an NID Spanish religious station between 0630 and 0730 October 2nd on 6016.92, varying slightly. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia points out that a Colombian pirate station has been operating irregularly since April around that frequency, usually musical, but perhaps now it broadcasts some religion. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. For example, their wires must have been crossed October 4th, before and after 0140 UT, when 6165 was in Spanish instead of English, while 13740 was in English instead of Spanish. In al-monitor.com, via MediaWave News, a commentary on Egypt's radio expansion. Egypt is working to expand its broadcasting system targeting Nile Basin countries to promote Egypt's positions on a number of issues. In press statements, the head of the Parliament's African Affairs Committee called on the government to launch more radio stations directed at African audiences, part of President al-Sisi's efforts to restore Egypt's role in Africa. In the 1960s, Egypt had several radio stations broadcasting to Africa to strengthen the country's influence on the continent, but several were shut down under Mubarak. However, this appears so far mainly to be about FM relays in other countries, such as Rwanda. There is now something named the Network of International Channels offering services in 23 languages, including 7 or 8 African languages. That may be online, certainly not on shortwave. MediaWave News comments, perhaps MediaWave broadcasts from within Egypt aimed at Ethiopia or Sudan may take place. Europirate Radio Piranha International said it was operating a beacon NCW on 6330 from Northern Europe, on October 2nd and 3rd at least. The power about 8 watts and reaching Eastern North America at 0630. Bruce Churchill says they were sending RPI frequently, but other stuff he had not been able to decode. In early October, Arthur Posner and others have been hearing marine weather in French and English between 15 and 16 UT on 13735. That's for another of those mini Transat yacht races starting in France. The first leg is just about over by October 7th when I was still hearing it on a frequency which was wobbling between 48 and 72 hertz above 13735. Also somewhat distorted, that's typical of one of the defective Issoudun, France transmitters. It seems the yachters rest for a few weeks in the Canary Islands and then at the end of October set off for Guadeloupe, really transatlantic, when we may expect more of these weather broadcasts. The B-21 shortwave broadcast season begins October 31st, when daylight time ends in Europe. There will be many schedule changes, both times and frequencies, and some of the tentative schedules are already emerging from HFCC. Via Wolfgang Büschel, we have the schedule for NHK World Radio Japan, and there are only two English broadcasts left at 14 to 1430 UT on 6165 via Uzbekistan and 11925 via the UAE. And the other one is at 0430 to 05 on weekdays and 05 to 530 on weekends. Needless confusion for listeners. On 7245 via Vatican and 9865 via France. That's when we have a chance of hearing it in North America off the back. From Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports about the clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, October 4th. The new Echo of Hope frequencies are VOH 3980, 4885 clashing with Brazil, 5990 leaving Mali in the clear on 95, 6250, 6348, and 9100. Checked at 0725 when they started their weekday audio feed of English language lessons from a TV program, repeated 4 and 8 hours later at 1125 and 1525. More observations of Radio Kuwait, way off frequency from Wolfgang Büschel. The Arabic service, October 2nd at 0557, on 15514.707. At the same time, the English service, nominal 15530, was actually on 15463.243. News after 0600, and by 0611, it had drifted down to 15460.590. Also noted by Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, on October 4th, from 0500 on 15478.4 in English, and on 17625.7 instead of 17760 at 1000 in Filipino. And that was also drifting downward this time during the next 2 hours to 17620.7 by 1158. I often hear a JBA carrier on 6050 after 06UT, but Ron Howard actually hears ELWA on that frequency, such as October 3rd at 0622 to 0652, when reception was well above the norm with nonstop religious music, African and gospel, an impassioned preacher at 0701. Also October 4th at 0603 to 0700. We recently had a report that the main medium wave channel from North Macedonia, 810 kHz, was off the air, but it's back. From Arctic Radio Club, Irun's medium wave info of September 30th is quoted. Someone named Marco said he was again hearing it. It seems they have repaired their transmitter. Gagar Paul in Austria also reports it in the British GX Club, October 2nd, again on the air. And also confirmed from Hungary by Tibor Gal, October 7th from 04UT. Let us pause for a mystery interval signal. These six notes were recorded in Uruguay by Moises Knochen, a friend of Horacio Negro, who sends it on to us. All we know is that it was somewhere on shortwave in the year 2014. Do you recognize it? Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2107. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Kelly Bogus in Durango, Colorado, also known as Rabishu, for a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. woradio@yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds. He says, thanks, Glenn, for all the many, many years of World of Radio. I've been hearing you for decades. You're a shortwave inspiration, and I will always remain inspired by you. Robert Shue also produces the new show, Satanic Shortwave, which is to air again Friday, October 15th at 22, on WRMI 9955. One may also contribute to World of Radio by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ivan Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports reception of Voice of Mongolia in English via a remote in Japan, September 29th at 1530 to 1600 on 12014.8 or 9 variable. Ivan Ivanov says there are additional frequencies for Radio NUG, the voice of National Unity Government of Myanmar, the clandestine station, according to IBB remote monitoring locations. They are at 08 to 8:30 UT on 17800 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday via Taiwan, and at 13:30 to 1400 on 15565 the same days via the UAE. He was hearing a good signal on both via other remote locations. If you can be awake after 0608 UT, may I recommend the Saturday night request show on Radio New Zealand National via Shortwave International, as long as we have a big signal on 11725. Alan Rowe suggests another, the Sunday night retro show starting at 0708 UT. By then it should have switched to 7245. You may have the impression that Norway has given up on FM broadcasting, but that's not really the case. From Radio Du Monde on FB via Mike Terry, a report about this. NRK Public Radio and some commercial networks did abandon FM, but there are still 552 frequencies operated by 100 radios on the FM band, many of which say they are proud to continue in analog. That in turn is attributed to the blog RadioReporter.org. I noticed in the World Radio TV Handbook that under Pakistan in the international section, there is nothing except broadcasts to Pakistan by FIBA. But in the national section, there is one shortwave frequency still mentioned, 7265 for Azad Kashmir Radio, presumably 100 kilowatts, transmitted from Islamabad. Confirmed on the air October 4th at 0905 via remote in Delhi, India, but measured on exactly 7264.940. Via Paul Gugger in Austria in the British GX Club, this notice from Radio Romania International about their Listeners' Day 2021, Sunday, the 7th of November. It is sometimes difficult to distinguish between true and false stories. During the pandemic, most people have returned to public stations as their main source of reliable info. In this year's edition of Listeners' Day, we ask you what has been your most trusted source of info on the pandemic. Have you removed from your list sources of info proven to be spreading fake news and misinforming the public? Which is the role that radio, public radio in particular, plays in your life at this time of uncertainty? We look forward to receiving your answers to be included in our shows on 7 November. You may email them to engl@rri.ro, post them on Disgraced FB, or send them as a comment to this article on the website www.rri.ro, or send pre-recorded answers via WhatsApp at this long number, +4074431250. Or you can send us your phone number so we can call you from the studio and record your opinions. Thank you, says RRI. On October 5th and 6th, Ivo Ivanov noted some time changes for language broadcasts from Radio Thailand World Service, notably English, no longer heard at 14 UT on 9390. The 12:30 broadcast is being heard instead at 12 to 12:30 UT on the same. English to Europe at 0530 on 17640 is also moved half an hour earlier to 0500. And then there is the North American service, so-called, at midnight to 0330 UT on 15590, not yet monitored whether English times there have changed, mixed with Thai. Via Mike Terry, BBC World Service is patting itself on the back, according to a release from its media center. Its performance review covering 2016 to 2020. During this period, the total reach of BBC World Service has grown significantly, they say, by 42%, from 246 million people on average each week in March 2016 to 361 million people in March of 2020. Time for an occasional reminder of the just barely audible carriers we hear beating, slightly apart on 6993, which is October 4th at 0104, previously believed to have been identified as WH2XWF, several experimental 164-watt transmitters from several locations in Florida to study ionospheric disturbances, but never identifying nothing but dead air. On Sunday, October 3rd, I confirmed our New World of Radio broadcast via WRMI Europe 9670 via Channel 292 Germany at 1230 UT. Unfortunately, there was some co-channel interference. It so happens that clandestine for Vietnam transmitted from Taiwan is already scheduled during that very same half hour. However, maybe not too much of a problem in Europe. I was listening via remotes over there. Now the World of Radio time moves one real UT hour later to 1330 starting October 31st. Faithful monitor in Alberta, Richard Lemke, sends the Wednesday 1030 broadcast of World of Radio October 6th on WRMI 5850 did not occur since it went off the air at 1000. Not known if this is a permanent change. On AAA, WWW, UT October 2nd at midnight UT, Alan Weider explained what the call letters WBCQ stand for. Now we know. Weider Broadcast Communications, quintessential. The WBCQ superstation was off the air again, 9330. On October 3rd of the afternoon, there was only dead air from the transmitter for several hours, coming on the air and off, and nothing at all on the 4th or 5th. No info on what the problem may have been, but finally back to regular Portuguese programming from World's Last Chance, UT October 7th. Another station promoting another Yahweh, WMLK, has been off the air for several years, but they're about to make a comeback. They've been reporting on the progress of installing a new transmitter in Pennsylvania. Stephen Luce says their newly designed website is wmlkradio.net, and Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight has been looking at it. It says on October 6th, currently we are off the air as a new transmitter is being built for WMLK Radio by Ampagon. We are looking to target operations at or by the end of October. On the air 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. Seems like five to me, whatever. Resuming their old frequency, 9275, although there's some other occupants of it now beyond the U.S., and a new alternative frequency, unregistered, 15150. The test broadcasts, at least they're supposed to be between 17 and 22 GMT. Target areas, Europe and the Middle East. Ivo Ivanov says it's to be 300 kilowatts on an antenna bearing of 53 degrees. Alan Holder says testing will start in the coming weeks if all goes to plan. I hope they will have better luck with the Ampagon transmitter than WBCQ has with their Continental. Anyhow, check the website. There are lots of photos of the ongoing construction activity. On UT Sunday, October 3rd, I was surprised to hear two episodes in a row of Theater Organ Under the Arch on WTWW 5085 between midnight and 1 UT. The first dedicated to female organists and the second to George Wright, a masculine person. Of course, it's much better, especially for organ music, to listen to their stereo webcast than to their slightly distorted shortwave frequency. WTWW number 2. Now some unidentifieds. On 1650 kHz, Mike Mew in Austin, Texas, while testing a new antenna, was receiving a Morse code beacon on 1650 kHz, transmitting the letters DVS, as in Delta Victor Sierra, continuously. 01 UT, October 6th. Peaking to a good signal, he says. What could it be? Checking the beacon site classax.com, Steve McDonald says, whatever it is, it's only been reported in Latvia, Sweden, and Florida. Sounds familiar to me. I found an old report from Terry Kruger in Florida of NRC DX News, dated June 19, 2018, on 1650. He reported DVS with a pitch of 1020 Hz repeating that call sign in LSV. There was interference from another signal with tones. He suspected at least DVS is on an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. The 13815, I was surprised to run across a good signal. It sounded like a major station in Arabic, with Middle Eastern Music and Talk, October 5th, before and after 23:30 UT, but not in the following hour, and not heard at the same hour the following day. What could it be? Maybe a mispunched frequency. We've had several reports of CW numbers within the 19-meter broadcast band 15430. October 6th, Antoine reported a 599 signal in the eastern Pennsylvania on an inverted L running east-west. He says, I ran a TDOA analysis using five different Kiwi SDRs, and it looks like it's coming from the Black Sea area. Sean McKenna replies, possibly a new number station. Is it all the time, or does it come and go? Are there specific days? Odd that this has been a frequency with an international shortwave broadcast history and not a spot a likely number station would choose. What will others find out? The five-letter groups are a possible tip about a number station. Well, I don't think he means five letters, but Morse code characters made up of five dits and das, which means they are numbers. This reminds me very much of another recent log of mine on 4763, too close to Radio Progreso, Cuba, 4765. September 23rd at 0140, I noticed some CWQRM on the minus side via the Bonaire SDR, and they consisted of numbers, rather repeating. They start with 333 rather than VVV and end with a letter T, repeating at odd but frequent intervals. So could this be another version of Cuban spy numbers? Via Mike Terry, ARRL reports October 4th, data on number of radio amateurs worldwide needs updating. The oft-cited figure of 3 million radio hams worldwide may need updating. That number was what the International Amateur Radio Union published in 2000 for the global headcount. IARU once regularly collected ham radio population statistics, but stopped the practice around the point when the worldwide ham radio population began to decline. Data available elsewhere for a few major countries shows a steady decline in ham since 2000, with the exception of the U.S., where ham licenses, not necessarily licensees, number some 780,000 to date in 2021. Japan's ham population has dropped by more than 600,000 over the past two decades. As of 2015, it was 435K, according to JARL. China boasts more than 174 kilohams as of 2021. Per 2018 statistics, Thailand has 101,000, UK 75, and Canada 70,000. But the specific size of the worldwide ham radio population remains open to speculation, although a 2021 figure of 1.75 mega may be closer to the truth, and thanks to Southgate Amateur Radio News and other sources. From spaceweather.com via Mike Terry, a solar cycle 25 update, it continues to overperform. Sunspot counts for September were the highest in more than 5 years, and for the 11th month in a row, the sunspot number has significantly exceeded the official forecast. The short-term propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued October 4. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels October 19th with A and K indices of 12 and 4. Unsettled on these dates, A and K's of 10 and 3 on October 18th, 20th, and 25th. Solar flux descending from 88 October 9th to 75 from October 12th to 16th, and up briefly to a peak of 100 on October 26th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 2107. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found it informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week with a standard disclaimer.